I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now he covers the NBA for ESPN. It's Adrian Wojnarowski making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Woj, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
Gary, I'm great. How are you?
Everything's all right. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long. Obviously, a lot of big things going on in the NBA because it's the NBA and it's 12-month-a-year sport at this point. But it seems the biggest story, the Summer Grizz are now just two wins away from a summer championship. How much is that resonating throughout the league?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about it. I hear Marcus Saul's thrilled with it, and it's got him excited for camp.
Let me ask you about what is actually the biggest story, or one of them, and that is the Kawhi Leonard situation. He's now officially eligible for a Supermax, which means the Spurs could, if they wanted to, offer a 5-year, $221 million contract. Is there any thought of just putting that on the table and actually seeing if he's got the you-know-whats to turn it down, or would it simply be too reckless to put that kind of money on the table for an unhappy player?
Well, yeah, I think there's been thought about it. There's no question. They don't have much in the way of leverage in San Antonio now with a player who has said he wants to leave, and that is a big chip to play to be able to offer that. As far as I know, they have not done that yet. Today's the first day he is eligible to sign the deal. They could have, they could have made it clear to him that, you know, that contract was his if he wanted it. I think if the conversation had been different with them, if he had been more open to sitting and talking and trying to resolve things or show any inclination that he could be open to returning, I think what you just described probably would have happened today or by now. But, you know, it's hard to make that offer to a player who has shown real anger toward the organization and has shown, a real sense of, that he doesn't want to be there anymore.
Is there a feeling around the league at all that there's any chance they would actually bring him to training camp, or that they got to get something done before then?
I think there's a chance because, you know, the Spurs, you know, they don't want to give him away. This is a top three player in the league when he's healthy, top three, top four, however you want to rate him. But, you know, you've seen in recent years the return people get, the return teams get on trades, especially for players who are entering a free agent year, you know, for the following year. They've not been significant. Now, there hasn't been a player of this caliber traded in a long, long time. Off the top of my head, I can't think of, Chris Paul, when he went to the Clippers was, certainly very close to an all-NBA player, certainly was an all-star. This is an all-NBA player. This is a top five player. And so, but I think teams are reluctant to go all in with big, big offers because they feel like he may very well just be a rental, that he has indicated he wants to go to the Lakers or at the very least Los Angeles, but the Lakers in particular. And there are health concerns. I mean, people didn't see him play last year but nine games, and he wasn't at an all-NBA level last year. Now, you would understand why he wasn't. He was working his way back from the injury, may have gotten back there if he had kept playing, but didn't. If you're going to trade for him, you want to know, I'm going to roll the dice on a top three NBA player, a top five NBA player. What if he's a top 20? What if he's only a top 15 player now or top 20? That changes the kind of risk you would do in a trade. And so it's a really complicated set of circumstances around the teams that are making offers and talking with the Spurs. And the Spurs have been very clear that they are not, they have not yet anyway, lowered the threshold for him in trade talks, and the threshold has been really high.
Talking to Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. He's on Twitter at WojESPN, also host of the Woj podcast. You can find that in Apple Podcasts. Meantime, Magic Johnson is publicly saying, hey, listen, we're cool. Like, if we go into year one with LeBron, with the roster we got right now, we're happy to do it. Seems to be trying to send a message that we're not going to overpay for Kawhi Leonard. Is he bluffing, or is he really comfortable going into the LeBron's 34-year-old season with the pieces they currently have around him?
Well, they're certainly behaving like they are, and like you said, you can say one thing publicly.
Right.
No one's ever going to say, hey, we're going to give everything away.
Right.
But they're behaving that way, though, too, Gary. And remember, they can next year, while they would love to get Kawhi and I think feel confident that they have a great chance at getting him in free agency, although they were pretty confident about Paul George, too. Although that's a different case. You know, Klay Thompson might be a free agent if he doesn't re-sign. And Jimmy Butler, they have some other players that they can go after in free agency. It's not all Kawhi Leonard or nothing. Now, I don't know that anybody else, if he's healthy, there's no one else like him. You know, I think there's confidence in L.A. that they can just wait. Now, it didn't work for Paul George, but this isn't Paul George, and it's a different player. And so he definitely wants to be in L.A. now. If he got traded somewhere else and liked that place, he could end up re-signing somewhere else. That's always possible. But, you know, I think the Lakers want to keep as much as they can. They want to keep some of those young players. They want to keep their picks and, you know, and try to, you know, build this over time. They have LeBron on a three-year contract. Well, there's a fourth-year option. But they have him locked up for 3 years, and that does take a little bit. I mean, whatever you want to say, that takes pressure off of them. That say, like, you know, these guys who keep doing the one-plus-ones, there's a pressure on those teams that doesn't exist. 3 years gives them some breathing room here, and I think they're going to use it.
Is it possible this is at least part of the way of thinking as well? Like, we do want LeBron James to have another star by the time the playoffs start at the trade deadline, but he doesn't need another star in November, December. You know, like, we can wait this thing out. Maybe Jimmy Butler becomes available. Maybe you know, Marc Gasol becomes available. Who knows that there's going to be other stars available at the trade deadline, and you can hold onto your assets, wait this thing out, and maybe flip assets for somebody at the trade deadline, and then sign Kawhi in free agency next summer. Is that possibly part of
it? That's right.
Yeah.
No, it's a great point, Gary. And what if Kawhi gets traded somewhere else now and makes it clear that team doesn't – makes it clear, hey, I'm not staying here. And then they get to the trade deadline, he's still telling that team, guys, I'm not staying here. Maybe that team flips them again. Now, you're going to end up paying a lot less for Kawhi Leonard at that trade deadline than you would have to pay right now. That team is going to have to sort of just get probably 50 cents on the dollar, I guess, or whatever it would be. And so those are all scenarios that exist. And you could get to see him play this year and make sure he's right. Still Kawhi Leonard.
I'm talking to Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. He's on Twitter at WojESPN. I mentioned Jimmy Butler. You reported he's turned down a 4-year deal worth more than $100 million. That's being interpreted a lot of different ways, but isn't it really just like smart business? There's going to be so much more money available next summer for the same reasons Kyrie turned down a deal in Boston. Didn't it just make sense for Jimmy Butler to turn down this?
Yeah, and just to correct you, Gary, I didn't report that. I don't want to take credit for one that I didn't, but I think their owner came out and said it, and I do know it's true,
right.
Obviously. That he did turn it down. Yeah, that was the kind of deal that, you know, you said it, Klay Thompson, you know, Kawhi Leonard had the same off. I think Kawhi could have done the same deal last year, where there's just a much more lucrative deal by waiting another year. That being said, like, this isn't a player who there's a lot of turbulence in Minnesota. There's turbulence between owner and front office, and, you know, which is also the coach, Tom Thibodeau. Players and players and coach and players, there's a lot of acrimony in that organization. And so there are no sure things when it comes to anybody's future in Minnesota. And I think that includes Jimmy Butler. And so they're going to have to work hard to convince him to do a deal there. But again, they can pay him the most, and they gave up a lot to get him. And so they're not going to be able to blink when it comes to you know, to maxing him out next year because, again, they traded a lot to get him. And you know, that deal that the Bulls did, getting Lauri Markkanen at that with that pick and Zach LaVine, we'll see if he gets healthier, and Chris Dunn, they made out okay there.
I'm wrapping up here with Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, the latest thing I read on the possible change to the one-and-done rule is that it would be eliminated in 2022. Does that jibe with what you're hearing, that now the year seems to be 2022 when high school players will be allowed to enter the draft?
That's yes, and 2021 was the earliest possible they could do it, and I think the feeling has been there's a lot of infrastructure that's got to get in place in the league for teams to prepare for this, whether it's growing out your scouting staff, front offices, and the league preparing, maybe being a lot smarter now about what the needs are of players at that age versus when players are coming in back in the 90s at that age. And I think I think a lot because teams have G League teams and they're better. I think they're better equipped at understanding all the issues that come with the high school players. And I think it gives the league and it gives high school basketball and college basketball a chance to prepare for it. But it's inevitable. It's coming, and it's just a matter of what form it takes. Both sides want it, and it will just be a matter of what form this all takes.
That's Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. He's on Twitter at WojESPN. You, of course, see him all the time on ESPN. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, go do that. It's the Woj Pod. You can find it, Apple Podcasts. You're the best, buddy. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Gary. Always great to be on, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. And the point that we were discussing with the Lakers, I think if I'm Rob Pelinka, Magic Johnson, that's the way I'm handling the situation now. Everybody seems to think, you hear people talk about the LeBron Lakers situation nonstop,
right,
in a variety of ways. And what most people seem to say is the Lakers have to do something to get him another star. You don't want to waste, you know, this season because he's not getting any younger.
Right.
He is operating at an insanely high level, but he does turn 34 this year.
Yep.
And that is going to go away at some point. With 99.9% of humans on this planet, it has already gone away by the age of 33, 34. But it hasn't with LeBron, but it will at some point. So you don't have years to waste. You got to get him somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean somebody by the opening of training camp. Right. It means somebody, really what it means is somebody by the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Because what we just were reminded again in this past season is that the regular season doesn't really matter.
Right.
LeBron James can rip home court advantage away from you by going out and winning game one. You know, he does it all the time.
Yeah.
And so they don't have to be what they're going to be on opening night.
Mm-hmm.
You can, just like Woj described, just sit back and say, you know what, we'll roll into this season with LeBron and Brandon Ingram and Rondo and Lance Stevenson and this wild cast of characters, and we'll just play.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it's going. And we'll see if the Spurs have ended up doing another deal with somebody else for Kawhi. Maybe we can go take him from them at the trade deadline. If Jimmy Butler becomes available because, you know, Minnesota reaches a point where they realize we ain't going to be able to re-sign him. Maybe Marc Gasol becomes available. There is a scenario where if they don't do anything this offseason, here's what I think will happen. They will ultimately move some of these young players, whether it's Kuzma, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, whomever, Josh Hart, they'll move somebody, some package at the trade deadline for an all-star level guy who becomes available at the trade deadline.
Okay.
Be Kemba Walker, whoever.
Yeah, good player.
And then they'll bring Kawhi into free agency
next
summer.
Season. Yeah.
And be ready to rock and roll. But I would assume that at the trade deadline, LeBron James will be playing with another all-star.
Yeah.
And I'm not assuming it's Brandon Ingram.
Right.
I think there will be, at the trade deadline, the day after the trade deadline, LeBron James will have another all-star on his team. It'll be an all-star who becomes available at the trade deadline. If they can't get a deal done for Kawhi, that'll be the way it plays out. And that's why, actually, I do think if you're Rob Pelinka and you're Magic Johnson, you can slow play this.
Uh-huh.
There is no need to get Kawhi Leonard on the Lakers for opening night at the cost of overpaying.
Well, there's a Gasol possibility if the Grizzlies don't pan out like they want to.
Anybody on an expiring, anybody in a walk year who is on a team that is not doing well is going to become available.
Yep.
Right now, it is still a seller's market.
Oh.
It'll become a buyer's market at the trade deadline, I would assume. And that's why, again, if you're LA, you can be patient.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.